Thank you for that awesome singing. There's nothing like hearing thousands of college students raising their voices together in worship. And it is so good to be here. The last time I spoke on campus last semester, I was actually wearing a red dress and makeup and long hair. So don't worry, I was in Living Gallery as the Apostle John. So I remember going to the costume department, and I realized, like, I'm going to have to wear this red floor-length robe, kind of fitted floor-length robe. And then I looked at the wig, and I thought, well, at least it'll cover my baldness. And even the wig had a receding hairline. So it was an interesting experience, but it was really cool. If you ever get to be in Living Gallery, I'd encourage you to take advantage of that. How many of you were in summer school this summer? Okay, a number of you took classes. That is exactly what I felt like, that I was in summer school, learning and listening as I traveled across the country and even across the world, talking to alumni and donors and faculty and staff. And especially I enjoy talking to students. And so it's great now to have all of those students and many, many more back on campus as we start this school year. And we did stay busy this summer. One of the big projects that we worked on was a new business space, and I appreciate a number of our alumni donors who gave about $800,000. So this wouldn't affect tuition or what students give, but they wanted to donate to improve your student experience. So let's give a hand to the crew who put together the new business space. I appreciate Dr. Weathers also sent out a survey with me, and we wanted to get feedback from students. What are things that we can do to improve your student experience? So one of those was to get new sip lids for the DC To-Go cups so that your beverage didn't spill all over your new fit this semester. So I appreciate the work that Aramark did to get those new sip lids. Also, we are continuing to replace the World War II era vacuum cleaners in the dorm, so. And also to have printers that actually work consistently in the dorm, so. Another excellent suggestion we had was that once a month after society, we'll have Food Truck Fridays, so we'll have options for eating. And then we also installed a disc golf course. So that is on back campus. I think you'll get an email maybe this afternoon, and we're trying to come up with names. So if you want to help us name the disc golf course, one of my former students who was in Basilian wanted to name it, I think on UDisc it said the Basilian Lake disc golf course instead of the Omega Lake disc golf course. So we'll let you guys come up with a name that you want for that. We also installed cameras on all the campus gates for more security, and then we'll also be adding more casual Fridays throughout the semester, and so we'll let you know when those are. And then we adjusted some of the D-group experiences, so we wanted you to be able to come as town students to D-group, and I think Mr. Dalton was able to talk to you about those yesterday. So we are continuing to listen to student feedback, so if you have suggestions, send those to president@bju.edu or to Dr. Weathers, and we want to hear from each of you. One of the things that we discussed a lot this summer was chapel, and so I would meet regularly, or not actually in person, but would talk regularly to the SLC, which I always thought stood for Salt Lake City, but here it stands for the Student Leadership Council. I think I got that right. So the SLC had a lot of ideas for positive changes that we could make to chapel. And the first thing that we did was to hire a chapel coordinator. So if you would, welcome our new chapel coordinator, Pastor Jeriel Ontoy. So Jeriel was the men's SLC leader president in 2020, so kind of an interesting year to lead through. And then he and I have been pastors together at Morningside for the last 4 years. Facebook reminded me yesterday that we've actually been friends on Facebook for 6 years. So, Jeriel, I appreciate that you actually started a Facebook account to reach out to old people like your parents and me. So thank you for doing that. What would you prefer that we call you?
Do you all know my brother, JR Antoy? You guys know JR? So we're from Texas, but we're also Filipino. And so when I was a student here, they literally called me the Texapino. So you're welcome to use Texapino. Mr. Antoy is my dad, so I don't really like that. But, you know, we're both pastors at heart, right? And so, you know, Pastor Jeriel, Mr. Jeriel, whatever, I'm flexible. But I'm curious if I can flip the script. What should we call you? Pastor Josh? I mean, that's what I always called him, Pastor Josh.
So, yeah, when I worked with my dad, I had gone back to my home church, so he was Pastor Crockett, I was Pastor Josh, so that's what I've been at Morningside. I do have a brother, Dr. Crockett, so sometimes I'll introduce myself as the not as smart, not as rich Dr. Crockett, but that's a little lengthy, so Dr. Josh, Dr. J, I wish I could play like Dr. J, the NBA legend, but DJ, whatever you want to, so... So what were some of the chapel changes that the SLC talked about this summer? What are some of the things that we're going to be doing as chapel coordinators?
You've kind of already experienced one of the changes, which is more student-led worship. And even as I'm sitting here, it's been a couple of years since I've sung an FMA, and you guys are blowing the roof off this place. You guys sound incredible, and so you are our greatest asset. And so as we talk to student leaders, even as we talk to several music faculty, it's like, how can we actually use our students who are preparing for a career in music or are going to be the future leaders in church music all around the world, literally? And so we wanted to tap into that even from the chapel platform. And so different days will kind of have different formats. So we'll have music teams some days and choirs. If you sing in a choir, you'll be singing some days. We'll still have some song leaders and piano other days, so that's going to be kind of one of those changes, just using more student-led music.
Awesome. One of the other things that we thought of and heard from students was more videos. So, for instance, my daughters came last year, I think on Monday, Bob Jones Academy would join BJU. This year it's going to be on Wednesday. And I said, you know, what are some suggestions you have for chapel? And they said, number one, less organ music. And then number two... They said, what's that thing they speed read? Like, we don't even know it. And so I was like, oh, the creed. And some of us come from churches that don't have a creed. Others of you go to a church that do have a confession, a historic confession or creed. Credo in Latin just means I believe. And so I think it is very important that we think about what we believe. We think about the creed as we say it. So we're going to try to start having videos to help us kind of slow down and think about the meaning of the creed. In many parts of the world, what you believe as a Christian can cost you your friends, your family, or even your life. My baby brother, Luke, is a cross-cultural worker in Africa with his family. His five little boys and his wife are actually headed back there today. So we'll say some tearful goodbyes and see them maybe in another 2 years. But I asked him to lead us in the creed and kind of introduce why is the creed so important to us as Christians.
Hey, good morning. My name is Luke Crockett, and my family and I live and minister on a small island off the coast of East Africa. And the reality is that in many parts of the world and many other countries, to publicly proclaim these core doctrinal truths that we affirm in the creed risk to bring persecution, isolation. I remember baptizing a young mother who was saved out of Islam and joined our church. And when we went to do the baptism, I thought maybe she would want to be baptized in another village on the other side of the island where not many people knew her. And she said, no, I want to be baptized in my home village so that my family and my friends can publicly see my declaration to follow Jesus Christ. But it cost her dearly. Her mother, her sister whom she lived with, said, you're dead to us. Her husband ended up leaving her and her four children. But sadly, that is a reality in many parts of the world. Right now, we have a young man, 17 years old. He wants to get baptized, but his dad is forbidding it, saying it will bring dishonor and shame to our family. The truths that we affirm in the creed are so important because they're relevant. They're relevant to every culture, to every nationality, to every language, to every generation. So I'd invite you now to recite with me the BJU Creed. I believe in the inspiration of the Bible, both the Old and the New Testaments, the creation of man by the direct act of God, the incarnation and virgin birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, his identification as the Son of God, his vicarious atonement for the sins of mankind by the shedding of his blood on the cross, the resurrection of his body from the tomb, his power to save men from sin, the new birth through the regeneration by the Holy Spirit, and the gift of eternal life by the grace of God.
I hope every time we come to worship in chapel and we recite that creed that we will think about the meaning. We're actually going to have a contest, so any of our visual storytelling majors or graphic design majors or just really any student, I know we have a lot of creatives in a liberal arts university like this, we'd love for you to kind of imagine the creed and put it in video, and we'll have a contest and use those in chapel throughout the semester. At this time, I'm going to ask Marina Rodriguez to come and join Pastor Jeriel and me, and she is a senior criminal justice major, and she's going to talk about using a journal. Would you welcome Marina with me?
Thank you, Dr. Crockett. I was really excited when I got the invitation to speak in chapel, but I was definitely like freaking out because it was very short notice. So if y'all would just bear with me, I'm just going to pretend it's like just me and these gentlemen. When we announced in student leadership that we were doing John 10:10 for the student verse, I was so excited. That verse is such an encouragement to me. The fact that God not only gives life, but gives life abundantly is so incredible. It's such an incredible truth. And the Word of God is alive. And I think that's something that I tend to forget when I come in every day and I get to hear it over and over again. I can tend to become numb to things that are incredible and amazing. This summer, I actually wasn't in a Christian environment like I typically am with camp and everything. I worked as a waitress and I was interning at a police department, both very secular environments. And I just realized how much I craved being with a body of believers. And how much the word can change you when you're under it. Journaling is something that was so important for me when I started as a freshman. You forget a lot of your freshman year. Like, I was sitting here looking at all the freshmen coming in. I was like, wow, like, I forgot the excitement. And you forget a lot of the memories. Like, I was just looking at, you know, you forget how many freshmen you meet and just, like, the random people. And you also forget some of the lessons you get to learn coming in a whole new place and environment, and looking back at old journals, old times that I interacted with the Word was just such an encouragement. I've been going through the Pentateuch, and the Israelites are so much like us a lot of times. And you look at them and you're like, you saw God part the Red Sea, and you saw him, you know, come down from the mountain, and he saw you provide, and how do you forget who God is? And yet I come into chapel and I forget like how incredible the Word is and how it can affect me. And I get to look at the evidence I've written down of the words that have been brought to mind. Small things like even the songs that we sing. It's such an encouragement to come in and be having like a difficult day. And we're singing Still My Soul Be Still. And I will like write that down, journal that down, and be like, wow, God, like, you know I needed that song. Or, you know, a couple Bible conferences ago, we went through Ecclesiastes, and I remember this speaker wrote in Ecclesiastes 3:11, he spoke specifically that God makes all things beautiful in their time, and I had just received some really difficult family news, and I was really grieving, and I was just interacting with the scriptures like, God, I don't understand how you could do this. And I remember looking back at that and being like, wow, God has made all things beautiful in its time, and it's so encouraging to see that. And just as the Israelites had to put up memorials of God's faithfulness, I think journaling is such a unique experience of being able to remember how faithful God is, because we are so forgetful as people.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Marina. The ushers are going to come at this time and give everyone a journal. And this is again, something I did as a student because I didn't have a phone back then. But it's been so amazing to go back through and look at sermons that I heard as a student at Morningside, student lessons that I learned at Bible conferences here at BJU. And so we are going to encourage all of our students to bring a paper Bible Tuesday and Wednesday when we'll have preaching, guest preachers coming in. So on Tuesday, that's when we're going to have pastors from town or pastors from out of state come in and preach to us. And then also on Wednesday, when we'll be going through the book of Ecclesiastes in depth. And this will be an opportunity for us to take out our journal, take out a paper Bible. If you forget your paper Bible, we will have some available in the lobby as you come in. I didn't realize how often I forget a paper Bible when I go to church because I always had an office at church. So I would just go to my office and pick up my preaching Bible. So now, even when I go to church at Morningside, I have to often go to the lost and found and find a paper Bible because I've forgotten my paper Bible. So we're going to encourage us to focus, not that this is a phone-free zone, but when we come to the preaching of God's Word, that we take out a paper Bible, a journal, and I would encourage you to write down at least one thing that you learned every Tuesday, every Wednesday in chapel. Maybe it's a slide, maybe it's just something that the Holy Spirit's using in your own heart to write down a thought, write down the sermon outline. And then on Thursday when we have D group, this is an opportunity where your GL will go around and ask everybody to pull out your journal and just share something that you learned this week in chapel. So we hope that this is an investment that will be worth it as you look back, that you'll have something written down of what God was doing in your heart. Any other thoughts, Pastor Jerrell, about paper Bibles or journals?
I think that sounds great. I'm excited to do this with you. If I can remember to bring my Bible, but this will be great.
Awesome. All right, at this time, I'm going to ask Ethan Wright to come up. Ethan is a well-known student. One thing he and I share in common is we were fellow presidents of Alpha, so Belarus to all the Razorbacks out there.
Amen.
But Ethan now works with Student Life, and he's going to talk about something else that we're going to do different just on Tuesday and Wednesday in chapel.
Yes, so some of the things that Dr. Crockett, or Dr. J, has been talking about improving and looking into and spending time working on this year has been engagement in chapel, and he's already talked about that a lot, and we've already showed you a lot of the ways that we're going to do that. But then one thing that has come up that we're going to do this year is partially to encourage engagement and then also to give you more time with your D groups, since we took away some time with your D groups. We, on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have D groups sit together in chapel, and then Monday will be just regular seating like it's always been. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, you'll sit with your D group in a certain row, and you'll get an email about that. The first time we're going to do it is next Tuesday. And a little bit of the logistics of it, you'll still scan out like we have done in the past, so you don't have to worry about like anything changing up in that regard. So you'll scan out, but your GL will just see if you're there, kind of like on Thursdays when you're not at D group. GL just texts somebody. That'll be the same way here. So you'll scan out, but also be in your row with your D group on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it'll rotate. So you won't get the same spot like the whole year. So if you're in a rough spot or in the front or in the back or something, don't worry, it'll change up as time goes on. If you have like a special case where you need to sit somewhere specifically, then we can accommodate that. So just send us an email at Student Life and we'll get you in a spot that's helpful for you. And that's pretty much it. We really think that this can be an encouraging way to get more time with your D group since there's less required time there now. And then also to, like, you're going to be mostly with your friends because most of you guys requested to be with specific roommates or specific DGs. So hopefully this is an encouraging thing where you get to spend more time with your D group and your friends.
Awesome. Thank you, Ethan. And again, if you do have questions about that, you can ask ND Group or ask Student Life. I appreciate that. Ethan, we are looking forward to chapel being not a seminary class where we're trying to go super, super deep into exegesis of the word, not even a church service. We're not going to have any baptisms or communion here in the FMA. And yet what I visualize our chapel being is a spiritual pep rally where three times a week our whole campus gets to come together. We get to hear from God's word, have our hearts challenged. Sometimes we literally will have a pep rally in the Davis Fieldhouse and hear from some of our Bruins athletes and what God's doing in their lives. Sometimes we'll go across the street to Rodehaver and have a Sinkspiration. But we're looking at Monday especially is going to be the spiritual pep rally, different panels that we'll have on biblical worldview, on topics like dating. And then Tuesday, instead of having Ministry Chapel in Stratton Hall, this will be Ministry Chapel. So we'll have Ministry Chapel officers and leaders come and help lead us. We'll have outside speakers. And then after that, on most Tuesdays, we'll have an after party in the Davis room. So you can go get food in the Kalmbach room or bring your food if you're a day student to the Davis room. And that'll be an opportunity just to have a Q&A with the chapel speaker to learn more, to dig a little bit deeper if you'd like. And then we're also going to have a monthly chapel that will be by division or school. So we want you to be able to connect whatever calling God's given you, kinesiology, engineering, accounting, whatever God's called you to, we want you to be able to connect that to Christ's kingdom and his church. And so that's what we're going to do once a month. Any other things that you can think of coming up?
And this fall, the first division chapel that we're having is going to be during that Reach Week. So this is an awesome day where we're actually canceling a full day of classes so that we can focus on how does your major connect to ministry. So this is going to be a really cool new addition that I'm excited about as well.